Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of TGP Radio. As always, I am your host, Vin, and this is the Week 14 show. Week 14, a couple weeks left. Some teams are still in the hunt, some aren't. Mine is only in the hunt, in name only. Whatever, still enjoying the season, still having fun. And, yeah, still football to talk about. And it truly is the most wonderful time of the year. Patriots could go on a 3-game losing streak, which would be absolutely amazing. Never thought I'd see the Patriots have a 3-game losing streak. Probably still won't. But yeah, it could happen. And if it does, it would be absolutely glorious because it's the Patriots. And nobody likes them, not even their fans. Now their fans do, but nobody else does. There's that. Really nice time of the year. College bowls fixing to start up. Bowl season right around the corner. Can't go wrong with that. Seems like 50-something bowls. And, might not watch all of them. Might not watch hardly any of them, but it's still a fun time of the season. Christmas, vacation time, time off. Good times. Good times to be had by everyone. And got to enjoy the football while it lasts because, again, week 14, not too many weeks left at all. And it'll be gone. And then we'll be wondering, oh, where did the football season go? And then we'll have a draft. And then I'll be here and gone. And then it'll be the dead zone. And we'll all be in terrible moods because nothing will be happening. Because nobody cares about baseball. And that's all we'll have. And that's not a fun time to look forward to. So right now, we're here in Week 14. We better enjoy it. All right. Let's put on Razor and begin discussing some of these football games.
Oh, man. Just lamenting the passage of time. It's so depressing, Vin.
Isn't it?
Well, I don't know. At least I have the Super Bowl to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody does. Yeah, passage time. People getting married for whatever reason. People growing up before our very eyes.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Time flies. All right. Enough about that nonsense. Let's talk some football. Interesting. It seems like a more decent week as far as games and matchups go compared to what we've been dealing with these past couple weeks. I don't know if that's actually the case because it never seems to be the case until we actually start discussing games and then it finds out that every single one is terrible. But hopefully that won't be the case this week. First game on the list, the Seattle Seahawks traveling to Baltimore to take on the Baltimore Ravens. I really wanted to see Matt Schaub play in this game because for whatever reason I'm a jerk and him going up against the Seattle Seahawks defense would be absolutely hilarious to me. Take sixes for days and that's funny. Unfortunately, Matt Schaub isn't going to play. In steps Jimmy Clausen, and while Jimmy Clausen might not be any good, that is not as nearly as much fun as Matt Schaub playing, and that honestly ruins the game for me. Seattle wins. Shouldn't really be close. Baltimore is not any good. I do like Buck Allen, Joyce Allen, whatever his name is. But you got to figure Seattle rolls in this. They've been on a hot streak lately. Russell Wilson has been doing a lot of nice things recently, even without Jimmy Graham, which I guess really he wasn't. It's not like Jimmy Graham is doing all that much anyway. But I guess that's beside the point. But, yeah, Seahawks win.
Yeah, it's very confusing to me that it seems that every time the Seahawks have this big name free agent wide receiver, because Jimmy Graham's a wide receiver, don't get it mixed up. As soon as that player gets injured, the offense just starts going off. It's almost like, you know, Russell Wilson is kind of just the offense on his own, and he just needs undrafted wide receivers to throw to.
Yeah. Or you just let football players play and not try to feed any one player. That might work, too.
Building your scheme around a guy when you don't have the scheme in place for that guy just makes no sense. Yeah. I don't get why they – I don't get the Seahawks trade at all. At the very least, the Saints didn't do anything with Max Unger, but still.
Yeah.
It's a poor trade for them.
Too bad Mr. Graham had to rupture his patellar tendon, because that's not good at all. But at least the Seahawks have turned things around and are actually looking like a competent team, which for a while there, it was kind of iffy.
And it was kind of in doubt, but, you know, refs give you a win against the Lions, and you just start coming back from there.
Yep, springboard from there. Good old refs.
Always count on them to call the game correctly.
Yes, every single week.
Haven't they decided, like, 12 games this year?
I don't know. It's been a few.
It's been a lot. At least the Jags have been the beneficiary of one of them.
We've been the beneficiary of a couple of them, so I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain at all. I will take the wins any way I can get them, whether they were deserved or not. So, yeah, there's that. Thank you, refs. I appreciate it. All right, let's see here. Next game, nice little NFC South matchup. No, it's not a nice NFC matchup. It's just an NFC South matchup. Atlanta Falcons, I really thought that the Saints were going to beat the Panthers last week and end their unbeaten streak, and they came close.
They came close. Give them credit for that.
Yeah, came close, but weren't able to get it done. I don't have that same feeling this week with Atlanta, mainly because Atlanta's not very good. Matt Ryan has been not very good. Devontae Freeman's been nice when he's been healthy, but that's got to be the key probably to this game is if Freeman can essentially run wild, because Matt Ryan's not going to get it done. And as I say that, Matt Ryan will probably throw for like 500 yards and 7 touchdowns. But, I mean, that's not going to happen. Freeman's running up against that Carolina defense, which that's not – I mean, yeah. I don't have any good feelings about a Falcons victory like I did last week in the case of the Saints going up against the Panthers. So, I got to take the Panthers to go –
Yeah, I'll have to agree with that. It's just –
however many wins they got.
The Falcons always seem – rather, Kyle Shanahan's teams always seem to start off hot and then just fold down the stretch. Happened with the RG3. It happened with the Brian Hoyer. I mean, wherever he goes, they start off well and then absolutely shit the bed down the stretch. It's like, okay, let's make the offense more complicated. How about let's not? Yeah. Falcons have no chance here.
It's like, okay, you guys are doing pretty well with this. Now, how about this? No, we don't like that.
What if they use Matt Ryan as a wide receiver? No.
Yeah. The Falcons are one of those teams that really has, not really, I almost want to say not really in business being as bad as they are, but I guess maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, offensively, they should be a lot better than they are, and they're just not. And I guess really that rests on Matt Ryan's shoulders, and I guess Shanahan's shoulders too. He seems to be.
No, they've rode a weak schedule to 500, and they got a few lucky wins. So, I mean, this is really just par for the course.
Yeah, I think I've been banking on them these past few weeks to win, and they end up losing. So, of course, probably the one week that I expect them to lose, they'll probably win because that's how things go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Washington Redskins take on the Chicago Bears. I unfortunately did not get the Kirk Cousins sound clip you like that. Maybe by the next show I'll have it, which by then it'll be completely old and outdated. Nobody will care, which is the perfect time to use it. For this game, I guess I've got a little bit more faith in Chicago, despite the fact that they're down Martellus Bennett at tight end, depth Zach Miller, which should be solid unless Zach Miller's ribs can hold up, which he's got that going for him. But the Redskins are a mess. We saw on Monday night a team that should have won and didn't because they gave the game away because they're bad. That's not to say that the Chicago Bears are great, seeing as they just lost to the 49ers in really heartbreaking fashion. You give up a huge run play to Blaine Gabbert to tie it up, and then you give up a huge pass play by Blaine Gabbert to seal the loss. So, neither of these teams are any good, but I feel Chicago is less bad than Washington is.
I don't know. If you make Blaine Gabbert look good, you probably shouldn't be in the National Football League. So Chicago Bears are just terrible. I don't see any way they can pull this out. I mean, really, why are they even in the NFL?
What if Blaine Gabbert is actually good now, though? I mean,
no.
What if?
No.
No?
I mean, he's currently 8th in my quarterback rankings, but that's just a fluke. There's no way he's actually good.
It's small sample size, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know, you'll figure it shakes out, and he'll end up right where he belongs, right below Matt Castle and just ahead of Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. Hey, as long as he's just ahead of Colin Kaepernick, that's a win, right?
Yeah, then the 49ers are justified for starting him. That's all he needs to do, be just a little bit better than Kaepernick.
Yeah, just be slightly better, and everything works out. Yeah. All right. And now we move on to the game of the week. And I honestly have no idea what to expect from this game. The Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Cincinnati take on the Cincinnati Bengals. I have no clue what is going to happen with this game. The Steelers are hot. But then again, so are the Bengals for the most part. 1 o'clock game, so the Bengals don't have to worry about prime time. Why this game is not Sunday Night Football instead of Patriots Texans, which I still don't understand why Patriots Texans of all games was flexed into Sunday Night Football. I don't understand that. Go ahead.
I think what happens is CBS locked the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game so that NBC couldn't get it because they can choose to lock one of their games. So
yeah,
CBS took their best game. Fox probably took Dallas and Green Bay because But yeah.
I actually much rather would have seen 49ers Browns because I think that was the original Sunday night game before the Patriots game got flexed in, which I remember seeing Twitter during Patriots Broncos, I think. And it's like, the Texans and Cats game just got flexed into Sunday Night Football. I guess they were banking on the fact that the Patriots are going to win or something, and instead they lost. And they lost again the following week. And fun times. Fun times.
I sure hope the Patriots lose on Sunday Night Football.
It would be absolutely amazing. A 3-game losing streak for the New England Patriots. I mean, that's amazing.
They haven't clinched a playoff spot yet.
Oh, that's fun times. That's fun times. Imagine if they just, like, lose out and somehow miss the playoffs, how amazing that'd be. Obviously, it never happened.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
It just happened in my head. It just happened in my head, and it was amazing.
It was a dark dream that'll never die.
Yeah. All right. So Steelers, Bengals. I mean, it's game of the week, obviously, because there's not really another game on here that fits that criteria. And I have no idea. I have no idea what to expect. I think Pittsburgh is the hotter team, and I think that will come into play more. However, with that said, I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals to win I don't know why. I feel like I shouldn't, but I'm going to anyway.
Okay, let me elaborate with you, because the Bengals are going to win this game, and it's because they have the NFL MVP of 2015, Andy Dalton. So he's going to throw for, 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, no fumbles, standard MVP-type play. A.J. Green's going to get a couple of touchdowns, because the Steelers' defense is disgustingly
terrible.
Bad.
Yep.
Gio Bernard and Jeremy Hill will combine for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. I'm not sure who's going to get more yards or more touchdowns, but they'll find a way. I mean, the Steelers are just outmatched when it comes to offense versus defense. And the Bengals' defense can actually keep, Roethlisberger and them in check. So,
yeah.
I think it's Bengals all the way.
Yeah, I think that's obviously the key to this matchup, is Pittsburgh's offense and Cincinnati's defense. You've got to figure, with as bad as Pittsburgh's defense is, that Cincinnati shouldn't have any problem moving up and down the field. So, but, I still think it's game of the week. Really, all the NFC North games, involving the Steelers or the Bengals, especially when they play each other, even like Steelers-Ravens, even though that's not exactly a great game as it was, but they're always solid, entertaining games. I don't expect this to be any different.
No, it should be fun to watch.
All right, let's see here. And now we've reached the Blaine Gabbert game. San Francisco 49ers take on a Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Manziels. Yeah, this actually is an entertaining game, I think. Given last week's performance by Mr. Gabbert, looking like a confident quarterback, doing things with the 49ers offense that, perhaps is actually surprising that this happened. I mean, Torrey Smith caught a touchdown pass, which really is what he's there for, but that hasn't happened all season long, I don't think. So there's that. Cleveland is now starting Manziel, and I think that is a fascinating wild card in this, because obviously his last start against Pittsburgh went, for his standards, remarkably well. I mean, 300 yards passing, looked all right. Granted, that was against Pittsburgh's defense, which, as we just previously noted, is not any good at all. San Francisco's defense isn't great either, but I don't know. I think at the very least it will be a very entertaining game. I'm going to take the Blaine Gabbert-led 49ers to win this game, just because I don't know what to expect out of Mr. Manziel. Could be awesome. Could be absolutely terrible. I don't know. So I will hedge my bets with the 49ers.
Yeah, I have no faith in Cleveland. As bad as Blaine Gabbert and the 49ers are, Cleveland is just the worst. It's going to be a 49ers victory here.
Yep, that's what I would anticipate. All right. Let's see here. Moving on to my game. Indianapolis Colts travel to Jacksonville, take on the Jags. Big props to the Steelers last week for finally defeating Matt Hasselbeck. Now maybe the Colts will just lose out.
And they broke his spirit.
Yeah. And his body.
And his body.
Yeah. So did that, and maybe that braced the Colts themselves. Greg Fuller is out. That bodes incredibly well for us. Does that mean anything? No. Because we're bad, and in doing so, we will probably find a way to lose, like hike a ball over our quarterback's head and have it go in the end zone for a touchdown, or give up an 87-yard rushing touchdown to a quarterback. Things that have happened and could happen again, because we're not any good, and that's what bad teams do, is find a way to lose.
Well, Jags find exciting and new ways to lose. So
yeah.
here's what I think is going to happen. It's going to be like a high-scoring game, 35-28. Blake Bortles actually throws the winning touchdown pass. So it's 35-34. They line up for the extra point.
Yep.
It gets blocked. And one of the Colts defensive linemen take it all the way
back
for 2 points.
2 points.
And win by 3.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to imagine that, like, the line is, like, 1 point or something, and that just completely screws over everyone in Vegas. I'd imagine
Yeah.
in this scenario that's what would happen.
Yeah, so I got no
Because,
faith in the Jaguars. They can't possibly
yeah.
win this week. It's a Colts victory.
I mean, things were looking good last week. They were looking solid, and then you know we give up an 87-yard rushing touchdown to Marcus Mariota, and then the very next drive, hike the ball over Bortles' head, and get that in there for a touchdown. So battled back, but obviously that wasn't enough when you shoot yourself in the foot, which is something that we have become increasingly good at
And we
as
missed
we
like four extra
progress.
points as well. That game.
Yeah, the extra points have been an issue, which is funny because the field goals aren't. Field goals aren't an issue. It's the extra points that are, which is hilarious how that works. But yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Can't make a 31-yard extra point, but man, you can make a 53-yard kick. Because that makes total sense. All right. Moving on to the AFC West. San Diego Chargers take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs just keep winning. Chargers don't. Phillip Rivers is sick. Got the flu. Bad case of the flu. Going to play, but he's sick. And they're going to lose because he's sick and bad. And the Chargers are bad. And the Chargers are moving to L.A. And Phillip Rivers is sick. Sick of L.A. Sick of the Chargers.
Yeah, the Los Angeles Chargers have zero shot. Just like they have zero shot of staying in San Diego. Chiefs are going to win by 30.
Yeah.
And Alex Smith is actually the best deep ball passer in the league right now.
Yeah. Alex Smith and Jeremy Maclin is a nice little connection.
Yeah. Turns out all he needed was a deep threat wide receiver.
Yeah. Or any wide receiver, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that might be the key there. Is, you know, when you actually have a good wide receiver, you know, things actually help. So
yeah, because
funny
Jeremy Maclin,
funny how that works.
Has to be the best receiver he's had, no?
Yeah.
He,
I mean, in his entire career with the Chiefs. Macklin's better than Crabtree, though. What about Bolden? I mean, was Bolden on that 49ers team? Yeah, right?
I'm not sure if he was on at the same time as Alex Smith, is the thing.
And I gotta look this up now. I mean, I would probably take Bolden, a younger Bolden, not this old Bolden that we have now, but, you know, younger in his prime Bolden over Macklin. But, yeah, you got to figure, I mean, guys like Dwayne Bowe, not any good. Donnie Avery was, like, their number two there for a while. Also, not really
not very good.
Travis Kelce, I mean, he's solid, but that's tight end.
Yeah,
really
he's a tight end. So.
Yeah, I mean, Macklin's got to be. I'm not a Chiefs historian by any means, so that's got to be. And my internet is slow, and I can't tell you what the – can't tell if Anquan Bolden was there. You got to think. I think he was, right? I mean, that was when was that? That
wasn't
was like 2011.
Maybe? I thought he was with the Ravens.
I don't remember. Actually, you're right. He was with the Ravens. He was, right? I don't remember.
Yeah, he was with the Ravens. They did not overlap. Alex Smith left for KC in 2013. Bolden left for San Francisco in 2013.
There you go. So, yeah. That's pretty much it, because it's not like he had any wide receivers in San Francisco either. So
no, young Michael Crabtree, who wasn't as good as current Michael Crabtree.
Yeah, you actually have people to throw to, and things turn out for the better.
Funny how that works.
He didn't have Vernon Davis, though. Yeah.
He did have Vernon Davis.
So I guess there's his best wide receiver is Vernon Davis.
Yep. Wish Vernon Davis would do something for us.
That'd be nice. Didn't he hurt? He played like two games and got hurt.
Yeah, he got concussed.
Yeah. That's a bummer. I was actually expecting Vernon Davis to do things, but maybe you guys are saving it for the playoffs where he's going to explode for like 150 yards in a game. That'd be fun.
Yeah. The Percy Harvin gambit.
Oh, fun times. Fun times. All right. Let's see here. We'll move on from that. Next game, game I don't care about, ugly game. Tennessee Titans take on the New York Jets.
Next.
Yeah,
guess when next?
That's just a very uninteresting game. Just mentioning the two teams and they're facing off against each other just leads to ugh. So Tennessee beat us last week because we're not any good. The Jets beat the Giants. Yeah, they shouldn't have, but they did because the Giants are dumb. But that's nothing new because the Giants have been dumb all season long. I don't know if that's answered my question. Revis is probable. So you got to figure that that helps. So it's not really like the Tennessee Titans have any wide receivers that really scare you. The main thing that scares you is Delanie Walker and Marcus Mariota, and you're probably not going to stake Darrell Revis on Delanie Walker. Probably
I don't know. I thought Dorial Green Beckham did a good job of scaring the Jags.
Yeah, that was mainly just against the Jags.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that was mainly just Jags, which is a trend, I think, of just players just having good games against the Jags. That's a trend. But for this game, the Jets. I like the Jets. I know you're really wanting Fitzpatrick to continue on with his can't have a winning record with the team, but I'm telling you, he shaved the beard and trimmed it and nice, and he's a new quarterback. He's not a terrible quarterback like he was earlier on in the season. So things are looking up. Things are looking good. And I think the Jets actually have the defense to contain Marcus Mariota, or at the very least, not let him run for 87-yard touchdown. Therefore, the Jets win.
Yeah, basically that. I still think Ryan Fitzpatrick needs to have a losing record with the Jets, but maybe he'll do it over two seasons instead of one.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Nice little meeting in the middle there. That works. All right, let's see here. Next game, revenge game. Also a surprisingly entertaining game, which should be, maybe, which probably means it'll be terrible because that's how things go. Buffalo Bills take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles were coming off a win against the Patriots that nobody saw. Nobody saw coming, I should say.
I'm sure lots of people thought it was the only. It was the only one on TV, wasn't it?
I didn't see it. I got the Jags game, but that's
actually no. Yeah. Never mind. It was. There's two games on that they had, and the Patriots for the first time were not the big draw game. I mean, I still got the game because I live in a weird market, but still, it was really weird.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have watched it anyway. Because the Patriots are on the road, so that means that would probably be a Fox game, which would have been going up against Saints-Panthers, I think.
Yeah, and I'm sure Saints-Panthers end up being the one people want to see. Well,
yeah. Well, yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah. So, very interesting game, revenge game for LeSean McCoy, and who knows what's going to happen with that. Could rush for 200, could rush for 20. It's LeSean McCoy. I have no idea what's going to happen with that. Despite winning last week against the Patriots, the Eagles aren't any good. I don't expect good things from them at all. Not a good, very, very good football team at all. The Bills really aren't a good football team either, but they keep doing stuff and things. Tyrod Taylor to Sammy Watkins is a very nice little connection. It seems to be working pretty well for him. Philly's defense isn't any good, so I have to hope that Buffalo's offense actually does stuff. Things aren't good in Philly land, so I got to take the Bills.
Yeah, I imagine the Bills should win this game. They're supposed to be superior, So, we'll see. I have my doubts because Rex Ryan doesn't seem to perform in the clutch, but, you know, you would think that at least LeSean McCoy will be like, okay, we need to win this game. Stop being a fucking jackass.
Yeah.
And he will try. Try so hard.
Yeah, it's fantasy playoff time. I have LeSean McCoy on my money league team, which I need to win two games to win some money. And this would be a really good time to put up 200 yards and a couple touchdowns. So, Sean McCoy, I know you're out there listening. That really helped me out. So
do it for his fantasy team.
Get it done. Because that's really what matters is fantasy.
Yep.
You know, not actual games that matter and have an implication on things, but fantasy.
So, don't do it for the Bills. The prophecy's already been decided. The season's a lost season. Just do it for fantasy.
Fantasy owners everywhere. Do it for them. All right. Next game. Detroit Lions go up against St. Louis Rams. St. Louis Rams aren't any good. Don't have a quarterback who's any good. Do have a running back who's good, but because his quarterback isn't any good, a good running back can't do anything good. Detroit Lions are coming off a little extra rest, seeing as they just got crushed by the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football a week and a half ago. So there's that. But they're rested. They're healthy. Matt Stafford and company and offense, I should say, are looking pretty good. And I've got to go with them because the St. Louis Rams aren't any good. I do have this, like, weird feeling that Todd Gurley might have one of his early in the season games where he just blow up for a massive amount of yardage and a couple touchdowns. I get the feeling that we might see that just because we haven't, and it seems like in weeks. But if the Rams are going to win, that's what they're going to need to have happen because Nick Foles and company aren't going to get it done. So I have to take the Lions in this situation.
Yeah, the Rams are just embarrassingly bad on offense right now. They've got no receivers, no offensive line, no quarterback. Todd Gurley's all right, but you can't run the ball if you can't do anything else on offense. You need at least some balance. It's not going to be pretty. Lions should win this game, but it's Lions, so I take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
I'd say it's about a 60-40 chance the Lions win.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate. Any other team in this situation would have much, much higher odds. But yeah, it is the Lions, and they're very good at finding ways to lose. So
exactly.
There's that. This is the 1 o'clock games. The New Orleans Saints travel into Tampa to take on the Bucks. Early in the season, I had a good feeling that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were going to beat the New Orleans Saints, and I was right. This go-around, I do not have that same feeling, which is weird because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are better than they were early in the season, which should make me take the Bucs here, but I don't know. I honestly don't know what to expect out of this game. Saints obviously fought Carolina hard last week. Carolina's a much better team than Tampa Bay is, but I guess it depends on how much got sucked out of New Orleans last week in that game. I know there's a couple wide receivers for the Saints that are banged up. They just put Mark Ingram on IR, which you would think would leave more touches for C.J. Spiller, but nobody cares about C.J. Spiller ever since he went to the Saints, which is weird. But
that's because he got
I'm
like
take
two
the
carries
Saints.
A game.
Yeah,
and
I mean, yeah. But that's what I mean. The Saints don't even care that they have him. I mean, you think,
He's
I mean, in the
him,
offseason,
just,
it's like, yeah.
Do nothing
like,
with
oh,
him.
We just got a nice little free agent signing. Everybody thinks, oh, man, C.J. Spiller is going to be amazing in New Orleans, and then nothing happens.
Because they don't use them. They don't know how to use a running back. They don't know how to play defense.
Yeah. It's all Rob Ryan's fault.
Yeah, blame Rob Ryan. Makes sense.
Yeah.
He's never been a good defensive coordinator either, so I don't understand why he keeps getting jobs. He's pretty consistently in the bottom five for defenses. I think he right now will be responsible for three of the five worst defenses in league history. So,
I mean,
praise.
You know, it's
it's what? It's the Browns. It's the Saints.
It's the Cowboys.
I mean, not exactly. And the Cowboys. I forgot about the Cowboys. I did forget about the Cowboys. But again, I mean, those teams really aren't considered, you know, great defenses really to begin with. So I don't know how much that's on him and how much is just on what he's working with.
That's the thing. Even if you don't have, like, a great defense, it
yeah.
takes a special kind of terrible to be
yeah, to
worst.
Have league. Yeah. Yeah, true.
So.
True. True. Saints still win this week, though. I will say that.
I'm feeling like the Bucs, but I definitely think this could definitely go either way. It's going to be a high-scoring game, so it's going to come
yeah.
down to who has the ball last.
Yeah, it's looking like my prediction of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming in second in the NFC South in the preseason is getting close.
Shaping up quite nicely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay, predictions are actually close to happening, so that's good. All right.
I want to see how bad my ones are right at the end of the season. I haven't looked at them
yeah.
yet, but I want what they look like at the end.
Yeah, I need to re-listen to some of those shows and compile some stuff. All right, let's see here. Finally made it out of the 1 o'clock games, moving on to the 4 o'clock games. And to your game, Oakland Raiders take on the Denver Broncos. Like I mentioned on TGP, you've got to figure that at some point here, Brock Osweiler is going to drop one, and the Broncos are going to drop a game. It's going to happen at some point. Thought it was going to happen last week. It didn't. At least I think it was going to happen last week. Maybe it didn't. I don't even remember who you guys played. Who did you guys play? You played the Chargers, and you crushed them.
Yeah.
So I was wrong in that. You got the Raiders. The Raiders aren't that good. Certainly not as good as they were in the middle of the season, in the beginning of the season. So you really shouldn't have any issues with that. So, yeah, Broncos win handily.
If we can get more than 10 points out of our offense, then we'll be in pretty good shape, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And fantasy purposes, going to need Osweiler to hit up my boy, Emmanuel Sanders, a lot. A lot.
A lot. Just throw him 10 balls for 300 yards. Just do it.
Yes, just do it. Just do it. That would help me out immensely. Okay.
Make Ben's dreams come true.
Yeah. Win me some money. Which would be nice. Be nice. Came close last year. Won the opening week, which meant all I had to do was win one more game to guarantee myself at least $50. Lost the next two and hurt my feelings. So, Maybe this year will be different.
Their dream.
Maybe it'll be different. Next game, a game that in the beginning of the season was probably going to be a great game, and now is terrible because both of these teams aren't any good, which is crazy to say. Dallas Cowboys travel to Green Bay, take on the Green Bay Packers. I never thought I'd say the Green Bay Packers aren't any good, but they're not any good. And
I don't know what the hell happened
again,
to them.
I have no idea either. And again, as I mentioned on TGP, this game has no business being close, and I get the feeling that it's going to. I don't know if, like, Matt Castle and Dez Bryant are going to work some magic or something, but this game is going to be close. Green Bay still wins, but they're going to win ugly. This is going to be like a 4-point victory or something. I feel it. It's gonna be terrible, and close. But I still got Green Bay.
Yeah, I can't see Green Bay losing this. Well, actually, I can. I can honestly see them
yeah,
losing this game.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they should win this game. Is the thing. Like the Cowboys aren't any good, and the only reason why they are able to win is because of their special teams. And
yeah.
Well, the Redskins special teams completely shitting themselves.
Deshaun Jackson fumbling, yeah.
Deshaun fucking Jackson. And if Deshaun Jackson didn't score on that touchdown catch, if he just, like, stopped at the one,
yeah,
Redskins probably would have won.
Yeah.
So we can blame him for that,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, funny how things work. But, yeah, it's just like, I mean, I could very easily see Green Bay losing this game, and it'd be absolutely hilarious. But chances are it won't. Chances.
No. It's all right. Gross.
All right. Sunday night football game that nobody wanted to see flexing Sunday night football. New England Patriots take on Houston Texans. As previously mentioned, Patriots have lost two in a row, which is absolutely hilarious. Maybe they'll lose three in a row. I'm not entirely certain how it happens. If Gronk is back, they have no shot at losing. So there's that. If Gronk isn't going to play, that makes things more interesting. J.J. Watt broke his hand. Going to be curious to see how that affects things.
I want to know how he broke his hand. Did he salute too hard? Did he masturbate to the American flag too hard?
Yeah. I feel like punch a wall or something is, I don't know.
Try to lift a slice of Papa John's pizza and it fell on his hand?
Yep. And there it is. There it is. That's what happened. Really the only shot that Houston has of winning this is for Hoyer and Hopkins to hook up repeatedly. And I'm not certain that happens because it really hasn't happened these past couple weeks. And that's the only shot they have of winning because otherwise New England rolls.
Well, they could also just go off on special teams, but I don't know who's on the Houston special teams to make a difference.
Exactly.
You could definitely see it, though.
Maybe it'll actually be a good game. All right, we got like a minute left here. New York Giants take on the Miami Dolphins. The Giants find ways to keep losing because they're kind of dumb. This week, though, they're facing a Miami team that's not any good. And you got to hope that Eli – and Odell Beckham get it together and actually pull together a win. Got to. I'm going to take them.
There's no prophecy. It is over. Dolphins win.
Oh, poor Giants.
You were supposed to be the team of destiny. And they just blow five games in the fourth quarter. The Giants should be at least 9-3 right now. It makes no sense.
Yeah. They're still going to win the division. So there's that.
Right. Yeah. The Eagles can clinch the division at 6-9 by week 16.
Oh, fun times. Fun times. But that is the show. Maybe it won't kick me off before this. But thank you, sir, for calling in. And we shall do this again next week.
Yeah, have fun.